In the sugya of Tfilas Hadera, which is
still journeying, huh?
We're still on our path, right? On our way. On Chav Tesemet Beis, right? And the sugya starts 5 lines from the bottom, called Yotzei L'Derech. And we've learned up the sugya up until about 10 lines down in Lamed Amud Aleph. Miyos Tov Al Tikura. Why there's a period over there in the middle of the line. So what I'd like to focus on today a little bit is, first of all, I'd like to tell you that one of the mysteries of this sugya is the fact that Rambam doesn't bring Tfilas HaDerech at all in the Yadach HaZakha. Okay, he just mentioned the whole you know, Tfilas HaDerech. He does mention the union of Yotzi Min HaKrach, you know, that sugi that we learned in a Perek HaRoeh that talks about if a person leaves a krach, so you have a tefillah before, a tefillah after, and included in the tefillah after is the whole Yehiratzim, which sounds very much like Tefillas HaDerech, but doesn't have a chasima. So he does mention that, but he doesn't mention Tefillas HaDerech, and it's like one of the mysteries of the last... So what I just saw, this morning, the Pri Chodesh, who I'm going to, Lina will talk about in another context later on, the Pri Chodesh says that the Rambam learned, you know, these Gemaras over here, we had this Tfilos Katsaros, we had 3 different kinds of Tfilos, maybe. We had a Tfilah in the Mishnah of a person who was B'makom Sakana. No, that's the 4th, actually. We had the tefillah of Havineinu, which was not necessarily B'makom Sakana, or whatever it may have been, B'makom, that Ein Tefillah Shgur B'Fiv, or special, with some urgency. And then we had something called a tefillah Katsara, which was B'makom, Holy B'makom Sakana, the Spal Tefillah Katsara. And then we had something which is called Hamahalak B'makom Gedudei Chaya, the list him on the Chav Testament days that the Slach, the Rebbe Yehuda said, was a different tefillah. And then we also have mixed into it Tfilas HaDerech. So what the Pri Chodesh wants to say is, and Rashi, when Rashi talks about how you say Tfilas HaDerech, Rashi calls it Tfilas Tzora. And why is it called Tfilas Tzora? So what they want to say, what the Pri Chodesh wants to say, is basically the Rambam learned that this tefillah is not a regular. Yotzei L'Derech is Yotzei L'Derech Sakana. It wasn't just a spam Yotzei L'Derech. And we know that, so it wasn't, there were a number of different opinions of what tefillahs you're supposed to say when you Yotzei L'Makom Sakana, right? There's about 4 or 5 different possibilities. Another one of them is this Yehi Ratzon. And according to the, how do we paskin in these different alternatives as to what to say when you makom sakana? We paskin kacherim. The Gemara says paskin kacherim. So we don't paskin to say what we call tefillah sederu. We paskin that when makom sakana you say this other tefillah. So therefore the Rambam doesn't bring it at all, because no place does it really say tefillah sederu. It's just an alternative type of tefillah b'makom sakana, which we don't hold from. We say something else, and he does bring the other tefillah kacherim. He brings that one. He brings tzarchi amcha merubim, whatever was the that he does bring holik b'makom sakana. So the Pri Chodesh says that's why the Rambam does mention. And what you do is if you hold yotzei min hakrach, then you have a special tefillah that you say. That's a special inyan, and it actually doesn't have a chasima. Remember, we mentioned that, and the Rambam doesn't have a chasima in it as well. All right, just wanted to mention that, because the Rambam's not bring down as halacha is, if you look at all the 8 mishpats, you'll see that they all bring down two shulchan aruch. None of these halachas are brought down. And you look at the first one on Daf Lamed Aleph, so it says, Amar Yaakov, Amar Chisa, when do you say it? Nishosh Mahalach Baderech. So if you look, it says, Tur Shulchan Aruch. Well, what happened to the Rambam? Well, there is no Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't bring this halach at all. And the Pri Chodesh does go in to see, explains how the whole sugi is really talking about Tfilah B'makom Sakana. Okay, just want to get that out of the way. What I'd like you to do today is again go over the sugya, read the 2 Lashonos in Rashi on this inyan of Ad Parsa, the machlokos between Rashi and the Baal HaFos Gedolos, and then do the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah has a third position, sort of, in this machlokas about what happens if you did not say the Tfilas HaDerech in the first parsa. And the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah is on page. Chof Amad Aleph 39 in the pages of the Rif. Chof Amad Aleph Mishosh Yochaz V'Derech. You see that the bottom Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, the one all the way on the last line of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, Chof Amad Aleph. You see that? Yes. Mish Yochaz V'Derech.
By the vav.
I don't see any vav. You see it, David? You see it?
No, I was in the rift.
This is. You can look at the rift. The rift actually has a little bit different gears than Nagamara. So there's the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, and do it up until do that whole shtickle over there. Okay. It's a little stickle. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, the second, that's the first topic. The second topic, which is a related topic, is the question of, there's a Gemara in Pesachim and many other places that says the Kol HaBrochos Poskin Bebarach and Chosmin Bebarach, except if it's a Brochas Mucha L'Chavata. So the question is, well, what about Tfilas HaDerech, assuming, not like the Rambam, that there is a Tfilas HaDerech, it's a bracha. It ends Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. So what, it starts with Yul Ratzon. So where's the bracha in the beginning? So
there's a fit. Have something to eat before you say.
That's the very, very strange minhag according, which is based on the Rami Rutenberg, which is based on Rami Rutenberg. You'll see the source of that minhag, and we'll try to explain it because it's very hard for me to understand at least. We'll see that source in the handout. It's one of the sources that it brought down. Anyway, so there are at least three terutzim to this question in Rishonim. The first terutz is in the handout in Tosfos and Pesachim. Okay, the second one is the Tur brings down the Marami Rutenberg, which is what David is referring to. A third one can be found in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah on the first page of the Rif in Brachos. The first page. Don't think of yourself as going back. Think of it as Chazora. You found it? Yes, it's down at the bottom.
Seven lines of the last word,
Vimtoma. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, okay, no, we don't have to go that far. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Shekiyotzi was Matzina b'Talmud b'Tfilas HaDerech. Okay, actually you could start from where Ronnie suggested also to give you a little bit of context. Alright, that's another teretz to the question. And then there have a number of other, what I've done for you is taken the Marami Rutenberg, which is actually mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, and try to show how that's interpreted in practical terms about how you actually do it according to the Marami Rutenberg. And that's the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, and then I gave you the Mishnah Berurah at the end. Okay? Good luck.
Thanks a little.